Welcome to Inside MTV Siesta Key. I'm Laura Finaldi.
And I'm Anna Bryson.
Yay! Welcome back, guys. Season 3, Episode 3. We have a special guest here on the podcast today. What? He is. My brand new puppy, Linus, is here. I just got him on Saturday. What?
I don't think he's going to talk.
Well, he might. He might have something to say. But my new puppy is here, and he's a pug, and he's asleep on my lap. So he's here in the studio with us for a little background information for anyone that cares, which I'm sure you all do. Okay. So now to get back on track. Initial thoughts on episode 3. We did not watch this episode together.
We didn't.
What do you think?
Initial thoughts. I'm excited to get into our deep dive. We have some background information yeah. on this one.
Yeah. We managed to obtain the police report that Chloe filed. So we have a copy of that. We'll be reading it off later. I thought that there was something about the color scheme on this episode that I really liked. It just seemed a little like, I don't know. I really liked the color scheme. But the other thing that I did notice is that the locations were all either someone's house or like a public place. There were no like restaurant shots or anything. So I was like, what's going on? Are they like bleeding money or something?
Low budget.
Yeah, like they couldn't just call Gary and be like, hey, send us a couple $1,000s. So I noticed that. That's like the first time I've ever seen it like that. The episode starts with Kara and Garrett together in bed. And I personally like them better as like hookup buddies who don't talk about their relationship than like actually in a relationship. But what did you think about that?
It was really awkward. Again, with them, what did she say? Oh, she said, I'll text you about it when you leave. It's like, all right,
the
I
baby
guess
thing.
Go.
Yeah. I know. That was really weird. Like, why would he want his girlfriend who he's on a break with or like his ex-girlfriend to go see his friend's baby with him? That's super weird.
It's what Victoria said.
Yeah, she was right. Yeah. The whole like it's a fantasy of his. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's weird.
I don't know who Victoria is really, but I like her. She has good commentary.
Yeah, I like her too. At first I was like, who is this person? But she's cool. And I feel like the only time you ever see Kara actually smile and laugh is when Victoria's around. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're good friends. So then we have Brandon and Amanda rollerblading.
Oh, so yes, one thing I wanted to say is I bet they were rollerblading because they read my article about rollerblading in Sarasota.
Most likely.
Just putting that out there.
Probably, yeah.
Thanks for being readers, guys.
What was it? Like top 15 places to rollerblade?
It was like top 5.
Oh, whatever. That's cool. That's good. The one in Venice. What's the one in Venice that you go to?
The Venetian Waterway Trail.
Mm-hmm. And did it look like they were rollerblading at Lido Beach? Or where did
I couldn't tell. It seems like outside of a beach
okay.
on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really not a good spot to rollerblade because the sand gets stuck in the wheels.
Mm. Yeah. Those things, I don't even think about things like that. But hey, it's good to have some rollerblading insight. That's what you come to the podcast for, am I right?
That's all I'm here for.
Yeah. So then, of course, the next scene, which was laughable, was Kelsey and Robbie cleaning up after the party, which they totally weren't. It totally wasn't like the next morning. It
you
couldn't.
Don't think?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe it was, but also Kelsey, like with her glasses and her messy hair, like. I'm like, okay, so I'm really supposed to believe that like this is what Kelsey looks like when she rolls out of bed in the morning. As if they don't have like, you know, makeup people and hair people doing all this stuff for them. She looked amazing.
Yeah, she's like, give me the natural just woke up look.
Yeah. She's got like pink lip gloss on. Yeah, she's it was interesting. And then so we have this is when we find out about the police report. The next scene is with Chloe and like when Kara shows up to Chloe and Madison's house and Chloe basically says, I filed her police report. And then we kind of get it cut back in with like Juliet in the house with like Kelsey and Robbie saying like, oh, I guess I do regret having it go that far, but I don't like, but Chloe kind of had it coming.
Yeah. Just everything Juliet said about the situation was so insincere.
Yeah.
So fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Like, I just feel like she didn't care. Like, and also Chloe mentions, like, I haven't heard from Juliet at all. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Yeah. But anyway, so why don't we get into this police report?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shout out to our breaking news reporter, Carlos, for getting this for us.
Yeah, Sarasota County.
But,
yeah, we could have, yeah, but you know. he had the hookup, Sarasota County Sheriff's Department. So it lists the date is like sometime in May.
May 16th.
So this is helpful because now we kind of get a sense of when they filmed the show.
And also, Laura and I now know where they live,
yep.
Which we're not going to tell you, but for our purposes.
Just going to store that information away. But we also...
They do actually live on the Key, which is interesting.
Yeah, that was surprising. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because those neighborhoods around the beach, I never really go to those neighborhoods. I would have thought like, oh, it was maybe like Gulfgate neighborhood or Southgate. Right. But then you look and it's like, okay, so maybe the neighborhoods that are not on the main road of Siesta Key actually kind of look like the other neighborhoods in the rest of Sarasota. Because that's kind of what their house looks like to me.
Yeah.
But so read the report.
So Amanda's listed as one of the witnesses. So Chloe, Amanda, Juliet work together on a reality television program. They were filming an episode. Chloe stated that Juliet became angry with her and physically took hold of both of her wrists during the argument. Chloe said she pulled away from Juliet, who then put her finger up to her face and continued to yell at her. Chloe disengaged from the confrontation and attempted to walk away. Chloe stated that Juliet punched her in the back of the head and pulled her hair before an on-set security person separated them. Chloe believed that the entire confrontation was filmed by her employer. Next paragraph. Today, Chloe noticed that there was a bump on her head and complained of back pain. She called the sheriff's office to report the incident. Upon meeting with her, she explained to me what happened. She stated that Amanda witnessed the entire incident. Chloe stated to me she did not wish to press charges today and wanted the incident documented. She signed a waiver of prosecution, was provided with a copy of Marcy's Law and a case number, blah, blah, blah. She has up to 1 year to decide to press charges. So this is funny because if Chloe ever gets mad at Juliet, she could potentially get arrested.
Yeah, I know, if Juliet ever just like does anything like this again. But that was the thing that we weren't sure, because we thought from looking at it through the first time that she had signed it away, that she had said, like, I'm not going to prosecute her. But apparently she can still do it up to a year after the incident happened. So if she decides she wants to eventually go through with it, she can. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and Chloe signed something, a waiver of prosecution that basically says... I may be able to pursue these charges in the future, although an arrest may not be possible.
Yeah.
But she can try.
Yeah.
Up to a year.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting.
It would be so funny if she got her arrested, like, way after the fact.
I know. That's the thing. Like, this episode, the Juliet talking about, like, potentially going to jail is just laughable.
Oh my God, I wonder, could they film in jail? Are they allowed to?
I don't know. I mean, this is 2020. Yeah. Like, anything's possible. The world, like, the things that people film. I mean, everything changed after Kourtney Kardashian pulled her baby out of her on camera, I think. So, I mean, I don't know.
Revolutionary.
That was a big deal. I mean, what are they? That show Love After Lockup, maybe they film in prison. Who knows? All kinds of crazy. I guess it depends on the network, right? If they can show anything on Showtime. Maybe not MTV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to see it, though.
Oh, we should also say that Chloe is... Her name is redacted from the police report. Yeah. But we obviously know it's her because we know.
Yeah.
But the victim's name is not on the police report. So, okay. That's pretty cool. So it's a real police report.
That was surprising to me. When I saw the preview last week, I thought the whole thing was going to be made up.
Yeah.
I like screenshot and sent it to Carlos, and it's real.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Thank God Anna like actually thought to ask for the police report.
You're welcome, listeners.
Yeah, she's much more of a breaking news person than me, so those are like her instincts just like kicking in. I mean, I just think watching that whole thing, Juliet, I just wrote down, Juliet sucks. Like, how can you be so nonchalant about punching someone in the head And then just kind of going like, I don't really remember, you know. And
oh, I was wasted. I don't remember.
It's just not okay. And then Kelsey asks her, does she regret it? And Juliet says, yeah, but I keep doing it because people like to piss me off.
Ooh.
And Kelsey says, you need to work on that, which I was glad that like it wasn't like another one of those dumb blind loyalty things that happens on the show a lot. Like, I feel like a lot of times when someone's on someone else's side, they just take and just go with whatever they say. But Kelsey at least is like, you need to work on that. Like, it's not okay to do that. Ugh, like, what the hell? What's wrong with her? I don't know. Any other thoughts on that?
I guess we'll see if she ever decides to press charges. Oh, on Instagram, they posted something like that Juliet had to pay Chloe all this money.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's real.
Probably not. Wouldn't we have found that in the court documents? But like, she literally handed her a wad of cash in an Instagram video. I feel like they were just doing that to be funny.
Probably.
Like, they're probably like in Vegas or something. Like, let's just hand off this money and look like and just show off that we have this giant stack of money, but like make it a thing about the show.
Yeah, probably.
That's my thought. Okay. There's a whole scene with Kelsey and Jared dirt biking. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really see it between them. Kelsey apparently likes Robbie as a person. No one else does. Jared lost 15 pounds. Great, whatever. Then the next scene is with Kara and Victoria in the pool. And the lead up to this scene, I'm like, man, they're living the freaking life. They're in the pool. They're eating a cheese plate by the pool. They're drinking wine or margaritas. Do you remember this?
Who is?
Kara and Victoria.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Carrie walks into the pool with her little bikini on, looking gorgeous, and then, like, eating cheese by the pool. And I'm like, dude, I literally, that is all I want
in
life.
We can do that. We have a pool.
I know, but
it's like, we've just never been to
it. We have to, no. I've never even walked in our pool area.
Neither have I.
But then we have to share it with people.
Yeah, I guess that's a lot different.
Yeah, a lot different.
Well, someday.
Someday.
Give us a few years.
Yeah,
you
know? I know. We'll get like a nice house or something. Yeah, I just had major jealousy. But then also when they're talking about Juliet, Kara has this great line where she's like, if that were me, my dad would lock me back in the wine cellar for a week.
What?
That's like her version of being put in timeout because she's so rich. Like her dad locks her in the wine cellar.
Wild.
Yeah. So what do you think about, like, all the advice that Victoria is, like, giving Kara about the carrot situation, a.k.a. Kara and Garrett?
I feel like Victoria has the same thoughts as we do.
Yeah, for sure. Which are?
Don't do it. I feel kind of bad for Garrett, you know? He obviously really likes her. Maybe he loves her. I don't know. And she's just kind of like, yeah, sex is good.
I just think that she's just, I feel like, honestly, I hate to say this, but like, I think she just likes to toy with him.
Yeah.
Like, she likes having him around, and she seems to actually kind of like the whole toxic dynamic because she kind of creates it. Like, I mean, sure, he broke up with her, but she's the one that's always like, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Like, don't talk to me. You know, like he said, like later in the episode, she was kind of pushing him away. And I don't know, I just feel like she kind of wants to kind of, it's like he's a cat and she's like, you know, dangling one of those like fuzzy things and he's like, you know, trying to grab for it.
Yeah, she likes the control.
Yeah.
It is a little manipulative.
Yeah, I think she's like a puppet master. Yeah, and Victoria can totally see that.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows Kara, obviously, better than anyone else there. So then we get a scene of Kelsey and Juliet at their house and they're eating pasta. I mean, lots. I mean, 10 out of 10 food in this episode. Okay, maybe I'm hungry. It's like 4 p.m. I need to eat soon. And I keep thinking about queso, honestly. I'm crazy.
Again with the queso.
I can't stop. Okay. Then that's when Kelsey tells her that Madison said that Chloe filed the police report. And Juliet's just like, great. I shouldn't have attacked her, but like it was a long time coming and she just, you know, can't accept responsibility for anything.
Yeah, but when she finds that out, that's when she's acting sorry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's all she cares about.
Yep, I know. Yeah, so then she wants to talk to Chloe. She calls Chloe. Chloe does not answer. She leaves a voicemail. And then also later with Robbie, like, Robbie's telling her exactly what to say via text. And he's, like, saying, okay, actually say you're sorry and admit what you did wrong. But I don't get the feeling that Robbie actually gives a shit.
He was the one clapping.
Yeah, I know. Which is...
We'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that. I mean, the whole, like, Robbie telling her what to say and the apology text just is another instance of just Robbie, I think, being completely disingenuous, in my opinion. Honestly, in that scene with them by his pool, I didn't really find their chemistry to be, like, sexual or, like, love-type chemistry. I mean, what did you think of, like, Juliet and Robbie's, like, chemistry this episode?
Well, I've never thought they had great chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Even at the beginning, like at the first episode?
No.
Okay. The only time I really saw it was like when they were having dinner at Connor's that one time and she was smiling really big, because she kind of does that. Like, she has this big smile and it's kind of hard to miss. Like, she was smiling really big then, but now, like, she's just not. She's just not. She doesn't seem very into him.
Yeah. Well, she's also stressed out about going to jail.
Yeah, well, I
said she can't
that.
Sleep at night.
Oh, yeah, well, Juliet, you would not do well in prison, I'll tell you that much. Hopefully your parents have enough money to get you a good lawyer. So then we have this slumber party with Madison, Chloe, Kara, Victoria, and then eventually Amanda. I mean, honestly, like, I'm not really like a slumber party person at this point in my life.
We're too old for that.
I just think, like, if I'm going to go over to someone's house, then I'm going to, you know, have a few glasses of wine, maybe one or two, or, like, you know, more if I'm not driving. And, eat a bunch of snacks and stuff. And then I'm going to go home and go to my own bed.
Yeah, I don't want to sleep at other people's houses.
Especially not on, like, a couch.
Gross.
Or, like, a sleeping bag. What am I,
do people still do that?
I don't know. It's like, that's kind of what they said they were doing. Like, because Amanda get a booty call text from Brandon and she's like, oh, I want to leave and then come back.
Madison did not like that. You could tell by her face she was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but what is she gonna do?
Yeah, so I screenshotted this. I don't know, somebody's Instagram, a random person commented, oh, I guess it was Madison's, why do you care though if you have a new man's? And she responded and said, would you want your friend dating your ex? Yes, I'm in a new relationship, but it's still awk.
Yeah.
Eye roll emoji.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, I think she is happy with Ish. Ish is obviously far away. He's in Canada. Bring back Ish. but, like, I mean, I don't know. I guess Amanda did break Brandon's heart before, and it is kind of awkward. So, whatever. That subplot could not be less interesting to me.
I'm kind of into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Give me some inspiration. Like, inspire me, please. Give me something to be excited about here, Anna. She's like, no, too much pressure. Okay. So then, possibly, you know, another Robbie scene. Robbie and Kelsey at Robbie's house. I wonder where he lives.
Okay. Something, I have a question for you. Robbie is Kelsey's boss?
Well, sort of. I don't know how influencing works. Like, I assume they're all 1099. This is the kind of stuff I think about as a business reporter. I'm like, do they work for an agency? Like, do they file, like, as an employee of that agency? But apparently, like, according to everyone on the show, Robbie owns an, quote-unquote, influencer agency. So, I don't know what that is. It's probably, like, a Kmart version of, like, a modeling agency.
Oh my god, do you think it's one of those things, you know how sometimes you post a photo and some random ass page comments like, DM us, we want to collab. Do you think that's Robbie doing that?
Oh my god, maybe. That's happened to me before.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, we love your page, like, DM us. Like, I'm like, Are you
not now,
serious?
Robbie?
Yeah.
Not now,
That's what I should say. That's what I should say in response. I remember seeing, like, I think it was your friend Amber, someone like that did that to her, one of her posts, and she just responded like, yeah, hashtag content or something like that. It was so funny. So I guess Kelsey's just worked for his agency before. That's what this is. So, but then he's like, I didn't clap. But then it...
Oh, okay. Literally, how can Robbie be any stupider? It's on camera. Like, how are you going to lie about that?
I think stupid is, like, kind of his brand.
He looks so dumb.
Yeah, he does look dumb, but I think that's kind of... Robbie knows what people think of him.
Does he understand how cameras work?
Probably not. He's like, camera, take photo of Robbie. Robbie looks shiny in photo. Oh, here's a little side note. So I watched this episode in the middle of the night last night. And this is, I promise this is relevant. This is relevant. Because last night we went out and I...
Shout out to Obrix.
We went out to Obrix. And then at 2 a.m., Linus had to go to the bathroom. So he woke me up.
My dog.
So... I was awake and I was like, okay, I have so much to do tomorrow at work. I have to write about Lucky's Market and other things. So I'm going to watch Siesta Key right now. And it was like 2 a.m. And then as soon as it was over, I like wrote my recap for the paper on my notes app. But the reason that I mentioned this is because I was really tired, obviously. And so I was kind of winking out. But even with my eyes a little closed, I could still see how bright Robbie's teeth were. Like how white they were. It was just like glaring, even like in the middle of the night. But it was so funny. I was like, oh my God, this guy is ridiculous. So... yeah, that was funny. He's like, oh, I didn't clap. Well, everyone says that you did, and there's video footage of it. But like I said, I just think that's Robbie's brand. I think that he knows what people think of him. Otherwise, he wouldn't have liked that tweet that I sent out about how he's a thirsty person. I think he's just used to being called thirsty. Yeah, remember? That was a couple weeks ago. Remember when I told you you liked my tweet?
Oh, I thought that was Polly.
No, that was Polly responded to Carlos and called him Lois Lane. So, okay, then we see Kara and Victoria, and Kara says that she did go see the baby, and she's, like, kind of, like, saying, like, they're effing married, and they have an effing baby. It's like, gee, Kara, how do you feel about being married and having babies?
Also, what do you expect?
I mean...
yeah, that was weird. She's like, I don't want a baby.
That was not shocking information to me. I can't picture her with a child. Like, I don't think she would change at all. She'd just be like, ew, get it away from me. Yeah, and then, I don't know. Obviously, her and Garrett are a horrible match. And then he shows up, and they're like, oh, Garrett, drink our drinks, chug our drinks. And he goes, I can't do that. Like, pauses. And he goes, I gotta drive. It was just so funny the way he said it.
Nice.
Yeah, good for you, Garrett.
Oh, side note. One of our fans sent us a photo of Garrett at Westfield Mall?
No, it was University Town Center Mall.
So,
yeah.
If that matters at all, Garrett goes shopping.
Guys, we got a photo of his back from at least 20 feet away of him walking out of the mall, which he lives near, apparently, according to Carlos. I don't know how Carlos knows that. But what I do know is that Carlos joined a Siesta Key fan group on Facebook last night, and they asked who his favorite character was, and it said he wrote Garrett. So I don't know what that tells you.
Oh,
but Garrett, yeah, so, but then we know it was him because later on that same night I went on Instagram and he posted videos and he was wearing the same shirt. So
if you guys see the cast members in public, send us photos. We love that.
Yeah, anyone planning like a vacation to Sarasota or Siesta Key, let us know. We can give you all kinds of good tips and also like maybe tell you a couple places where you might run into a cast member. I mean, it's anywhere. Okay, then, Anna, the moment we've all been waiting for. The red carpet is rolled out. Drum roll, drum roll, drum roll, drum roll, drum roll. Oh, Linus is awake now. Alex Kampothakis returns with a song where the lyrics are Born a King. I mean, you know what,
you guys could see Laura right now. Her arms are up.
I've got the wings out. It's like, on the wings of love over here. Do you like my Michael McDonald impression?
Yes.
Do you even know who that is?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure, just making sure. Well, I would never have known much about Bailey Eilish if it weren't for you, to be honest. But anyway, so, I mean, as if Alex needs to be propped up more, like, ugh, ugh.
I was excited for it, but in whose cracked-ass phone is that? In all the previews where it's Alex is like, I'm back.
Oh, I think it was Juliet's.
Like, her parents are so rich, why does...
I don't think her parents are that rich. I don't think her parents are that rich. I think Alex is rich. I think. I mean, I know Alex is rich. No, I don't think they are. I don't think so. I don't know. I think they're all friends with him. And I don't know who else is rich. I know Kara's rich. She's rich. But I don't know about Juliet. But yeah, I don't know. So
anyway, fix your phone.
Yeah, fix your... Well, I did have a cracked phone for like 3 months. And my brother was like... Ah, how dare you? You can't do that. It's not acceptable to be an adult and have a phone like that. But anyway, side note. Then, okay, this party that everyone's invited to except for Juliet, which I think is totally fair and I'm glad.
Oh, it was so funny. Like, the sad music when she's at home alone drinking red wine. So dramatic.
I was like, at least you got red wine. That looks good. But so then Alex shows up with like three random girls that nobody knows, of course, because he has to make an entrance. He's talking to Kara at one point. He tells her she has a hot little evil soul, which I think is 100% accurate. Yeah, that kind of like to me really spoke to me actually. I was like, I like that he said that because I feel like he gets her. And I think she didn't mind it.
Didn't seem like it.
Yeah.
And he was like, once upon a time we were on again, off again.
La, what good times. Oh, fantasies.
And
I don't know.
Garrett is staring at them.
I just don't understand why, like, Alex has to make... I mean, I get it. It's the show, but, like, it's like they just insert him into whatever love triangle is, like, convenient at the time.
I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
This episode was way more interesting than last week's.
Oh, absolutely. It was way better. Mm-hmm. Well, I told you, like, I started watching it without you, like... yesterday, and then I had to turn it off because I was like, I want to watch it with her because it looks like it's going to be good. But then we ended up watching it separately anyway. But yeah, it was a really good episode. So, okay, like then, of course, it's kind of cool that Victoria is like so honest with Garrett about Kara because I just don't think Kara cares. I don't think she cares. And I think like Chloe knows she doesn't care and Victoria knows she doesn't care. So she's never going to like fully commit to Garrett. And I think he kind of admits that he knows that on some level. You know, I think he's just waiting for her to, like, just be nice to him or give him validation. And she just doesn't. And then he sees her with Alex, and he freaks out, and they get into that fight. It's just, like, a whole thing.
Yeah. Also, about that party, my question, why was Kelsey wearing, like, a black smoky eye at a pool party?
Oh, that's a really
good
question.
She had, like, the crazy hair and makeup.
Oh.
But, like, at a pool party?
I actually think I liked her hair. But Kelsey has made some questionable poolside decisions in the past, including in last season drinking red wine by the pool. Like, what is that? I don't know.
An atrocity.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Madison's hair kind of looked crazy, too. Like, it was wavy. Like, it was all styled.
Cute.
No, it looked cute, but it's also like, why are you doing your hair like that for a pool party?
Like, Kelsey's was way weirder.
Yeah. You know, to be honest, though, this pool party was far superior to the one on The Bachelor the night before. The most miserable pool party of all time where no one swam and no one had any fun. But no, at least people were swimming, like Brandon's in the pool and it, I don't know, it looked nice. But yeah, I mean, there's that moment where Madison kind of like talks to Brandon a little and asks him, like, you know, says, thanks for inviting me. And she's saying it's weird, the whole Amanda thing, and he's just like doesn't want to talk about it. So yeah, I mean, it seems like they're okay
ish
yeah,
well, I mean,
no pun intended,
I mean, okay ish not
yeah, yeah,
our favorite person ish but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they seem kind of okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll be better, and maybe they'll get into like another fight once, you know, him and Amanda start to heat things up. And well, also we get that preview that apparently Amanda's ex is going to show up in the next episode.
Yeah.
3.5. Can you imagine Amanda being in a relationship for 3.5 years?
No.
Yeah, I definitely can't. But yeah, so that was interesting. And then of course, Alex is talking to Kelsey.
Oh, wait, can we go back for a second?
Go ahead.
Madison threw Amanda under the bus a little bit when she was having that conversation. She's talking about Amanda, and she said, I know how she is with guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how she's played you in the past. So I think she's a little salty.
Yeah. I don't think Madison and Amanda are friends. Even though she said that on Instagram, they don't really seem like they're friends. You know, it's not... I mean, if they were friends, like, she... I don't know. I'm sure they're friendly. But, yeah, I mean, she does seem a little salty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little weird. I would let it go if I were her. But I guess it's kind of hard because Ish is so far away. But still, focus on Ish. Focus on Ish. Ish is the best. Yeah. So, I guess... The next thing would be Alex talking to Kelsey about Robbie.
Yeah, that was interesting. I didn't know that Robbie grew up there.
Yeah, well, I remember watching an interview with him. I should have written this down, but I think he's actually from Georgia. And because I remember when he was on The Bachelorette, his hometown was in Jacksonville. So he's, like, from Florida and, like, Georgia, but then he got a job in Sarasota, like, or was, maybe it was college or something, so he did live here for a while, like, for like, a couple years. So he probably did know, like, I mean, he sounds like he did know Alex and mm-hmm. all them. So,
yeah, and
so he does have a history in the area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex is saying, Robbie's 30, they act like he's so old. Alex is saying, I don't like that there's an old guy in town taking advantage of young girls. And he's basically saying that Robbie wants to date Juliet because she has a lot of Instagram followers. And she's being used by him.
Yeah. I mean, I think that could be, I think that sounds right to me.
Maybe.
I think that's part of it, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I don't think Robbie would date someone with Instagram followers.
Oh,
that's all
God.
He cares about.
Yeah.
You know, the show, like, for how fake it is, it's also very real, just, like, exposing people who literally care about Instagram so much. It's really funny, actually.
Yeah, yeah. That's, like, their whole life. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good life to me.
It's caring about Instagram?
No, not caring about it, but just, like, kind of taking pictures and then going about your day.
Yeah, but I feel like when it's like that, then you don't do things just to have fun.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
that's true.
You do things, like, for Insta.
You always are probably thinking about, like, how you can get a deal or stuff. Or, you know, I remember reading this Tampa Bay Times story recently that was, like, how influencers have changed, like, the restaurant industry. Like, asking for free stuff all the time. Like, asking to, quote-unquote, collab, you know, for free stuff. Yeah, but you're right. There's no way Robbie would ever date anyone with no Instagram followers. There's no way. Yeah, but I mean, first of all, Robbie is not old. He's 30. That's not old. First of all, I'm almost 30. Second of all, like, it's not even that big of a deal. Like, I dated a guy who was 30 when I was 21. Like, it's not a big deal. It's just, I don't know. It's weird. It just, I don't know why they're making such a big deal about it. But... yeah, I mean, Kelsey seems to like Robbie. She seems to think he's a good guy. So that's interesting. And then we get the Julia and Chloe apology showdown. What are your thoughts?
Oh, it was so awkward. Juliet's just standing there, like, so far away with her arms crossed, sunglasses on. I don't even remember what she said. She was saying, so on the way there, well, her voiceover is saying, I just can't sleep at night thinking about, like, the...
Going to jail. I don't want to go to jail. I wouldn't...
And then she's talking to Chloe, like, this has nothing to do with the police report. Like, you literally just said that.
Bullshit. It has everything to do with the police report. And by the way, Chloe knows that. Because Chloe knows Juliet. We don't know Juliet. We've only seen her on TV. But Chloe knows that... Like, she is literally just doing this to get off the hook. That's all she cares about. And she says as much. So Juliet's legal future is in limbo. I'm doing the arms thing again.
We should do a video next time.
We should.
Do people care enough?
Well, then they could
I think they do.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you guys, yeah, you guys should. You like it. Speaking of which, we should probably give out our social media handles. Hangles. I almost said hangles. Handles. Just so people can follow us if they want to. So, you know, get those Instagram followers. So,
and we tweet about the show. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We tweeted the police report yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday I sent, or this morning I sent out a very important tweet. I'm legitimately wondering where Polly Paul is. Like, I'm still, where is he?
Where are you at,
where are you at, Polly? Don't give him any ideas, Anna.
We should have him on the pod.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's get him in here.
All right.
Guys, next
week. I'm down.
Well, we'll see. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I'm going to try to.
Next week. Let's not make that promise.
Well, okay. I'm not promising it. I'm saying it. There's a high possibility.
We'll work on it. We'll slide into the DMs. Okay. So on Instagram and Twitter, I am at Laura E. Finaldi. And then.
My Twitter is Anna with two N's, Maria Bryson, Bryson. And my Instagram. We should have done this in the beginning. Is Anna Bryson with a 0 instead of an O in Bryson.
Yep. All right, guys. Follow us. And thanks so much for listening.
Oh, we're at the end already?
Yeah, I think so. Did we miss anything?
I feel like I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Okay. At the end, in like the preview for next week.
Oh, of course.
Alex said that Kara cheated on Garrett.
Yeah. Well, didn't he hear that from Chloe?
I think
he did. Like, I don't know. But is it cheating if he broke up with her?
Oh, he meant like after they were on a break?
No, I mean, look, remember at the beginning of the season when she was like, you broke up with me and that's why I'm mad at you, and she went to Jersey? Like, I mean, so what? Like, if they're broken up, like, I don't know. But then again, I guess she was pretty mad at him. So it's kind of like, you know, so she can do whatever he wants. I don't know. Maybe it's not true. But did you see Kara get really mad at Alex in the preview? She got pissed. Like, for bringing it up. And he's like, yeah, it's cool. I know you cheated on Garrett.
Oof.
Poor Garrett. Or they call him G-Baby.
G-Baby.
Poor little G-Baby.
And, okay, one more thing. Mm-hmm. The Sarasota Modern, this hotel.
Oh, yeah.
They are doing this thing where they play it every week and... when they're playing it, if the Sarasota Modern's this hotel, if it's on the show, then they give everyone free drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So Laura and I might be there. Wait, yeah. Should we not say that?
What? It's
what if people come and like...
They're not going to know who we are. Just kidding.
Obviously
it's really easy to know who we are. You could just Google us. But yeah, we might go. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If you guys are in the area... I mean, we're not going to tell you when we're going to go. Maybe it'll be a little surprise. I don't know. I don't think any cast members will be there, but I'm pretty sure they were there for their opening night party. So, yeah, but just a fun thing. And, I mean, but the thing is, I think they were on last week's episode, but you couldn't really tell it was them, like the hotel.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you got to keep your eyes peeled for that one. But, yeah, pretty cool. So, yeah, is there anything else? Did we cover everything?
I think that is it.
Okay, maybe we'll have more legal updates for you next week. We'll try to check into it again to see if, our research team. We actually do put our friends to work. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.